It's episode 12. We're talking about Luann's struggle with sobriety, the history of Luann and Ramona, and there's a new dynamic duo. It's all starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Step my money fast and go.
We made it.
This is what we made.
We made
it. Wednesday, we're here. We made it.
It's Wednesday. We're here. Jay and Bay.
What up, boo?
What up? Mm-hmm. It's me and you, honey.
Yes.
It's me and you. And it's you guys, too. It's Wednesday night. It's After Buzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. Welcome.
We're here. I'm so excited. It was a good episode.
I am so excited. It was such a good episode. Mm-hmm. We have so much to talk about. I am your host, Leanne Castillo, and Ronnie's out. He's doing big things, but I have my girl here. It's Jay and Bay tonight.
Jay and Bay. Hey, guys. I'm Chelsea Sark Jones, a.k.a. Queen Bee Wannabe. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here, and I love what you're wearing.
Thank you.
Showing some skin.
You got to. It's summertime in California.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You guys, we have so much to talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk about Luann's, this struggle with sobriety. I don't know if it's a struggle, but we're going to talk about being sober and about being drinks present and everything. We're going to talk about the history of Luann and Ramona, because obviously the real fans know this is not something new.
They have some turbulent times.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's a new dynamic duo in town, Bethany and Sonia.
I love it.
I love it.
I'm here for it.
We have so much stuff for you guys. We have a Twitter Sphere segment that we're going to talk about. We have three polls for you tonight. Music in the bedroom. Ramona, horrible or adorable. And do we like Bethany and Sonia? We will tell you guys when to chime in. For those of you guys listening to us on iTunes, thank you so much. Download us every Wednesday night. And thank you for joining us in the live chat. Let's get into it. We open up with Luann. Mm-hmm. And she talks about being sober. And she talks about how New York City is very much like, let's go get a drink.
Yeah.
Let's go get a drink. So, I can imagine. It must be hard.
You know what? And I feel like when you're in any lively city, you're kind of surrounded by that. I mean, out here in LA, it's like, hey, what are you doing? Let's go get a happy hour. Let's do this or whatever. And it's like, it has to be so hard, especially when your friends are not within that same mindset of you as sobriety.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, I'm sure they're willing to do other things with her, but it's just hard. It's a whole lifestyle change, not just within yourself, but within your outer circle as well.
Exactly. So. The outer circle is definitely something that we should touch on.
Yeah.
Obviously, the ladies are still drinking, and you can't expect them to not drink. But I do feel like there should be one or two people that should have your back and, like, should have some sparkling water with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so that's what I was thinking. I was sitting there, and I was watching, and I was like, you know, I would feel uncomfortable drinking with her present. And I know she's trying to like brush it off, like everything's okay and it's fine, like nothing's different type of a thing, but I would feel bad, like guilty, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't want to encourage the behavior, so I don't know.
Maybe they don't like that sort of attention though, at the
same
time.
I think so too, where it's like, I mean, my grandpa, he drank for a while and then he stopped drinking, and so like whenever we were around family and barbecues and stuff like that, I mean, everyone would be drinking around him and he had no issue with it. But like, I just, it's because it's so new and it's so fresh.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I don't know. I would have been a little bit uncomfortable, but I think also with what Carol said in the car, you know, we can't just walk on eggshells.
Exactly.
It makes it worse. So
life
maybe
has
that's
to go
why.
On.
It does. It does.
Life has to go on. And she has such a good spirit about it. And she has such a good attitude about it. And I think that's what's very rewarding as well. And, you know, something that she's touching on, she talks about, you know, not drinking right now. So she's not also giving us this false promise, and she's not trying to put up this front like, you guys, I'm going to be sober forever. She's letting you guys know, I'm not drinking right now, and this is for me.
I think that's a realistic expectation that she's setting for herself, because it's like, if you set these like false or like too lofty of expectations and then you don't meet them, then it's kind of like a failure within itself, and that kind of hurts more in your
exactly.
process of being. But I think it's just learning moderation, mm-hmm. and learning not to drink to numb.
I was going to say, she likes to drink,
yeah.
So I just think she's taking a step back.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably like, She's probably thinking, I've done it all, honey. I've done it. I've been to every party.
Yeah.
I've drank everything on the book. I can take a break and be okay.
Yeah, and she needs to. And I think it's just realizing what that clear distinction is. It's like, okay, I'm drinking for fun or for social, like whatever. And then I'm drinking to numb and because I'm upset and exactly. I want to hide something. And it's like, and I guess that's what her therapy and her rehab was for. And it's something that she needs to practice and learn every day.
Exactly. And always, you know, recognize that. And I think some of the ladies do that. Even Ramona was saying, you know, I think I drank too much during my divorce. So we know, honey, we know. people talk about rehab being fun. And like, I know it's not fun, but I do like hear that rehab is like an incredible place because not only are you detoxing and you're feeling good, but you're working out, you have all this clarity, you have all this therapy. Like I have a partner back home uh-huh. and he went to a rehab and he thought it was great too. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I mean, she definitely made it sound like she was at this like 5-star resort.
She probably was though, honey. Rehab is not cheap, baby.
And what did Dorinda say? She's like, I want to go there. Like it sounded like somewhere that I was like, yeah.
Should we go?
Let's go to rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab, honey. And I said, no.
But I think for me, it was a little bit like, is she taking it seriously in a sense, like a lot of the conversation and stuff like that. Like I understand like having a laugh with the girls and whatnot yeah. and like being light about the situation. But like, it just felt like it was just like little cavalier thing that she just went through and it was, you know, whatever. And it just I like feel a like blip maybe, on her radar. Almost.
Maybe in the beginning, but yeah. then when the photos started coming out, she's like, you know what? No. This is serious. And yeah. this is my life. And I have a court date and everybody simmer.
So do you think it was after she came back from New York, she kind of had that realization? Because like in rehab, you're pretty much secluded.
Oh, yeah,
from
yeah,
right?
Totally. I don't think she really felt any feelings until she came out of the cocoon, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you are feeling a certain kind of way. You're feeling almost safe because yeah. you're away from everything. But yeah. stepping out is a whole different ballgame.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk about a whole different ballgame. She talks about her 6x6 cell. I love that Luann is talking about jail and saying jail. She's not saying camp. She's not saying I went away.
Are you taking a stab at Teresa Giudice?
I'm just saying. I like that the New York girls, they keep it real. They don't have to say, I went away to camp. I went away.
Well,
like,
I mean, she was only in jail for one night. Like, let's like give it like.
That's true.
Good
that's
job.
True.
Like,
I know, right?
It was not that hard.
You know what, though? I give props when it deserves it. So, you know what? I'm giving her a little. Giving her a little, some props for that.
You know, I didn't even think of that because, like, when Teresa was like, yeah, I went to camp or I went away, it's just like, no, girl, you went to prison. Let's get real.
Not even like jail. You went to prison.
Like, no, you did that.
Lou is mad. She came out and she has some clarity. She's mad that Ramona is, she tried to get an invite to Tom's New Year's Eve bash. Mm-hmm. She has no loyalty. But the thing about it, she's never really had any loyalty with Luann. We're going to get into the history about it, but let's just talk about the tip of the iceberg right now. There hasn't been any loyalty, and we're going to really dive into it. But should she really be surprised?
No. Ramona would do this to anybody.
Luann, I just can't. And, you know, when she talked about the bologna sandwich, broke my heart.
When's the last time you had a bologna sandwich?
Oh, my God. You know what? I haven't had one for a really long time, but I've been craving one.
Really?
On white bread with some mayo.
I don't know if I've ever had bologna.
Okay, have you had bologna or bologna with, like, with the red tape?
That. Yeah.
That's bologna, but it's called bologna, or that's how it's spelled.
Well, I don't think. I've always had just, like, ham or turkey sandwiches.
I love ham or turkey, but I have had bologna. It's like a spicy meat.
Yeah. I always think of it like not good, like the floppy or.
Well, it's processed meat.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, I haven't had it since I was a kid.
Yeah, so it's been a minute.
It's been a minute, but
the mustard packet with it? Or...
I didn't eat it, but God bless her soul. Like, she was cold. She was in a sundress.
You know you're hungry if you just bite into the sandwich not looking into what's in there.
For real. She was like, I am famished.
Then that's fine.
Hungover, no water. I didn't get anything from the polo player.
No shoes. Yeah, just a kiss. Oh, man. But yeah, hey, After Buzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into reality TV channel, you might also be interested in Very Cavalieri, Jersey Shore, Teen Mom 2, Bar Rescue, or Southern Charm, and Real Housewives of OC is also coming up next month. So, remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, because I hate pesky notifications, don't worry, they're optional.
Turn them off.
Turn them off. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier After Buzz experience. And if you let us know that you did it in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thanks for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to best serve you.
There you go. There you have it.
There you go.
So let's get back into it. So the thing about Ramona is we're going to really get into it because I really want to talk about the history, because there is history there from the reunions from a million years ago and the seasons, even like the very first season. We're going to really get into that. But it keeps going back and forth. They keep teasing us. The girls are talking about Luann on the way to Connecticut, mm-hmm. laughing while Luann is telling the story to Dorinda.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I like about this show so much, because it's just so relatable and like so many different levels, whether it be something serious or something petty. It's just relatable. Like, it's always like, I was in a sorority in college, and the next night after something happened, we'd all get together and be like, oh my God, did you hear about what happened with so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And exactly. Just like any drama or any gossip, like you always go back to your girlfriends and you relay the message and you try to like, oh, I wonder if this really happened, or, oh, I'm going to figure it. Like, so it's just so real. Like,
that's good or bad, people are going to talk about it.
Yes, yes. And she knows it.
Exactly.
She knows it.
So. I hate that truth, but it's true.
It's
like,
true, and you do it too.
Exactly. People will talk about you no matter what.
Yeah.
You can't control it. Honey, what other people say about me is none of my business.
But I think as far as like Carol and Tinsley and, well, not Ramona, but I think as far as Carol goes and Tinsley, like, I think they kind of have like good intentions with it, you know? Like, yeah, they find a little bit like funny that she slipped out of the handcuffs or whatnot. But I think Carol is actually like, they squashed whatever issue they had over the tea that they had or whatever.
Well, Carol's probably like, you know what? She's been thrown off.
Yeah, like, I don't think she means it in a negative way. I think she's like, what the hell? How'd you escape out of handcuffs? Like, that's funny. You know?
Oh, yeah. We all needed to know. Thank God for the video. And the polo player. Oh my God.
So I loved her retelling to Dorinda about everything Amazing. That happened. First of all, she's like, I was, you know, I wanted to go back with the polo player.
Who wouldn't, honey?
I mean,
who hasn't had a polo player in their hotel room? Who hasn't had a 20-year-old in their hotel room? Okay!
So, yeah, so it was just like, it was totally like girl chat. And, like, yeah, we went up to the, you know, fourth floor. You know, I wasn't on that floor.
Such a good recap.
You know, I've definitely gotten lost in hotel rooms, hotels before. So I am thankful that my night didn't end in the night that she has.
Her story is totally, like, it can happen to anybody.
Anybody. Like Vegas hotel rooms. Those things are, honey, like puzzles.
So I can't even tell you how many rooms I've walked into that I haven't walked into.
So, like, hearing the story about how she got in there was actually like, oh, I see how that can happen. Like, this isn't,
thanks, Julie.
This isn't too far off.
If you would have just put your cats away, Luann would have never went to jail. If you would have just put your cats away.
You know what? It's all Julie's fault.
Okay. Didn't want to hear the cat. So she was like, I am out of here.
And then I love how she didn't even really get to do much with the polo player.
Oh, that's just a pest. I mean, at least, like, it's a waste of a hotel room, if you ask me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just a pesky kiss. So shameful.
Was dying with Dorinda's get out of jail free card, which takes us into Dorinda's get out of jail free card rules.
Yes.
The three rules, if you are ever in trouble with the cops, mm-hmm. Dorinda tells you how to get out of it. start crying immediately.
Yep.
Agree with everything they're saying.
Yes.
And say, I'm sorry.
That is a solid plan. Are you kidding me?
It's a solid plan.
I did a California roll for any of you that don't know that. It's when you're at a stop sign and you roll through the stop sign.
My life.
And yeah. And so I got pulled over and the cop was like, honey, you just, I'm sorry. I'm in college. I don't know what to do. I have no money.
I can't with you.
He's like, it's okay, honey. I have a daughter. I'm going to let you go. Just don't do it again. Thank you.
I totally did that as well. I got pulled over and I went, I don't know what's happening. I'm just tired. And he was like, you know what? Just stay off the freeway because you're going to kill somebody. You're obviously tired. Drive home as just get home, but get off the freeway because you're swerving everywhere.
And that's what the countess should have done. Oh, my God.
Oh, honey.
I didn't know. This wasn't my hotel room.
Ugh, we've all walked into a bad hotel room. But you know what? Something that I was thinking about, Bethany is completely deflecting in this car ride. This car ride to Connecticut, because that's what people do on the way to Connecticut. They just talk because there's nothing to do in Connecticut. So, you know, we're just going to go talk in Connecticut and talk and drink in Connecticut. So on the way there, Bethany is, you know, she's talking to Sonia and she's like, you know what? I feel like Dorinda wants to pin everything. I feel like Dorinda wants to start something. So I feel like Bethany has been reflecting over the last couple days. And she's just like, you know what? Nothing is right. Something is weird. Something is off with the group. It's you. But she's like, you know what? Maybe it's Dorinda. So I love how she's trying to deflect everything on Dorinda. When it's you, you've been the aggressive one, girl.
Been the aggressive one. But this is what happens when you start talking badly about people behind their back and it starts getting back to them.
Exactly.
And I don't know if she necessarily realizes what she says is wrong. Because I think she thinks she would say the same thing to their face.
Well, because she says if it's real, then it's like...
Yeah. But, like, when you say it to someone else, like, regardless of if you would tell it to my face, you're talking about me behind my back, exactly. Like, and we're supposed to be buds. Like, yeah, it's not cool. And so I do think she sees Dorinda as the source of that because, I mean, Dorinda's the in-between between her and Carol. So it's like she needs friends to both of them. I feel like if Carol was saying something negatively about Bethany, like, Dorinda would tell Bethany the same thing. So
and Carol questioned it. She was like, would you tell me? Would you tell me? Would you text me? And Bethany's like, are you kidding me? Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Let's make this about me again. I don't, you know, the thing about, you know, I feel like Bethany has really, really stepped in it. So, you know, like once you step in it, you start to smell it and you're like, oh, I need to get out of here.
Yeah,
and, who did this?
And I don't think Carol's as quick to forgive as, say, Luann is. Like, she's I don't think she's necessarily holding on to a grudge, but just takes her a little bit longer to work back into that friendship. And that's why they didn't ride together to Connecticut. Like, it takes Carol a little bit more time, it seems like. And as for Bethany, she thinks, okay, we hashed it out. Like, let's just jump right back into, like, where we left off. And... It doesn't necessarily work like that.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
You have an issue with me?
It doesn't work like that with everybody.
It really doesn't.
So.
And Bethany, you know, Bravo just showed us a little montage of you just being bitchy to Luann. An entire montage from you, like, the season one. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that you had to be like, I think the last one to find out that it wasn't a countess was her. I'm just like,
I mean,
Bethany,
she is...
shut up. Like, stop being such a biatch.
You're just such a Luann ride or die guy.
I really am. Like, I love Luann. She has risen from the ashes. She can do no
She's
wrong.
She's a phoenix.
She is such a forgiving person. Everything that Ramona has done, let's get into the history of Ramona and Luann right now.
Let's do
because
it.
Because honestly, like, Ramona has been such a horrible person to Luann from the beginning. Season one, calling her out on her marriage. Oh, I heard you and your husband have an open marriage. Like, Ramona basically gave Luann that slut perception that
persona,
has...
Yeah.
Like, came, like, 10 seasons later, we're still kind of... I mean...
We still associate that with her.
Yeah.
I think just Ramona doesn't have... the girl code guidebook.
She really
she just doesn't.
Doesn't.
Or she does and she just never read it.
She has no loyalty.
It's a table setting. I don't know. But, like, I just don't think she realizes. And she's so within her own universe and, like, so selfish that she doesn't realize what she says and what she does affects other people. Like, saying that about Luann and her husband having an open marriage, They have kids. Like, they have a family. Like, it's, you can't just so say those. Stuff. Yeah, you can't say those types of things and think like, oh, that's fine. Like, I don't think she realizes how hard and hurtful the words that come out of her mouth is. She's not giving her a so pass because I think crap. It's wrong. But like, yeah, I agree.
They basically had a lot of marital problems, and a lot had to do with the show and the exposure that came from it. Because even though they had been married for like 30 years and stuff, marriage is like, you don't know what happens behind closed doors, okay? Everyone's marriage is different. They're married for 30 years. You have to realize why they've been married for 30 years. Obviously, they're doing something that works for them. That
works for them. And yeah.
Exactly. I mean, and so who are you to judge and to expose it? You know what I mean? So I know they're on a reality television show. And that's why Luann has always just let it off her back. She's always just been like, you know what? This comes with the territory. And I feel like she has such a good attitude. Because anybody else would have kicked Ramona's butt.
I mean, but honestly, Luann is the queen of being the bigger person. Like,
she really is.
Her argument with Bethany and the Berkshires, was it last season or two seasons ago?
Oh my God, exactly.
Like, and they're friends now. Like, she's been in a lot of dispute. I mean, her and Sonia with Tom, you know? Like, she's been in a lot of disputes with a lot of people.
She really has gotten and the bad she's end of
able,
the stick.
And she, but she's able to just be like, okay, whatever happened, I'm going to have a good time. Whatever happened between us, but I'm going to have a good time. And I think that says a lot about her character and who she is, as, and, you know, less about who they are, you know?
Exactly. So. Let's move on to Bethany and Dorinda. There's something going on with them. And, you know, here's the thing about Bethany and Dorinda. I feel like Dorinda has always put Bethany in a certain kind of place. And now you have to deal with it. Because when you put someone in on this pedestal, you're giving yourself a different level. You're giving them a position where they're higher than you.
Are we talking about the rooms?
We're just talking about Bethany and Dorinda's dynamic in general, because it's off. But I feel like it's because Dorinda has always placed Bethany on a certain way. You got to treat Bethany how Bethany treats you. And Bethany treats everybody very, very cold and very, very like, this is just how it is. Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
When Dorinda was like, I feel like I have to check the weather report to see how our friendship is going to be for that day. Like, I feel like that's Bethany with everybody. Like, exactly. For Bethany and Sonia to be sharing a room together, like, wait, what? Like, you guys are BFFs now? And, you know, for her and Carol to be in stormy weather, like, there's like, Bethany's a, I don't want to say she's a fair-weathered friend, but she's just like a up-and-down friend.
She's not phony. Someone that
you
can
really
phony.
Be loyal with and like have a... The only time she has a stormy relationship with anyone consistently, it's Ramona. So, but like everyone else, she has her ups and downs with and...
And she always needs to have a little partner. But who doesn't? Like, and especially I mean, in that cast.
I know, with that group, you kind of need gotta, a, you like, need a friend.
But I love how, you know, everyone's just sitting around and they're slowly starting to realize what Ramona has done. And no one is surprised because she's horrible.
No one's surprised. And my favorite line of the episode was from Sonia when she said, Ramona wouldn't miss an opening of an envelope. I was like, yes, girl. She says so casually. Like,
and this whole time, they're cutting back and forth to the van and they're like, oh, let's just give her so much love when we see her.
And you know what? That's the thing about Ramona is you know she did something wrong when she's being overly nice to you. And it was like so nice. And I think they did a cutaway when they got there to Bethany. And it was just like Bethany rolling her eyes. It's like so true. Like, why are you being so touchy? Feel like you're being extra. Calm it down. Scale it back a bit.
Ramona was being the phony one. She's being so phony. Laying it on way too thin. Bethany's just abrasive. But Bethany has been the same from like when she was rich and she was poor. Like, she's always just been
consistent.
Like,
and abrasive. In your face, exactly. But she also will be honest and upfront with you. Like, I think if Bethany was the one to have text Tom and been like, hey, let me come to your party, she would have been like, oh yeah, I was in Florida and I was trying to see if I could go to Tom's boat, but you know, it didn't work out. Like, for,
this is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad.
For Ramona to be like, and you could tell Luann was kind of setting Ramona up to tell her what she did. And Ramona just like I was in Jupiter. I did this. I did that. Blah, blah, blah. Like, nothing. Like,
you're ridiculous. Spill it. You're with your friend who was thirsty. And Tom was like, honey, we have too many people here. You're not allowed to come.
I boom. I love that they Ramona turned got him denied. Down. I love that they turned him down. And yeah, you know, it just, and she, again, this goes with her being selfish. She doesn't realize, what she does and what she says is wrong and has repercussions and how hurtful that could be for somebody. Like, and it's just tacky. Like, it's so tacky. And, like, I love what Sonya did when she got the invite that from Tom. And she ignored it. Even got a follow.
And the way she explained it was so perfect in the episode.
Yeah, it was, like, gross.
Exactly. And she's like, I ignored it. The first time she talked about it, it didn't come out as clear.
Yeah.
But the second time, you know, she's like, oh, we were friends. And she was saying all those things that you shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
But the second time when she said it at the table, I feel like because Bethany was there, I feel like she guided her the right way.
Well, I think...
And just explained it perfectly.
I think, like, she was kind of trying to validate why she got an invite. Like, not, like, maybe she thought, you know, Luann, it's like, oh, are you talking to him? Why would he invite you? Like, I think she kind of tried to validate the reason why he may have reached out to her and invited her. But I did think, like, the way she responded to his invite by not acknowledging it or, like, letting him know she acknowledged it, I think that's the best thing to do. You just don't... And I think it's tacky on his part. I'm sorry.
It's a lot so of times tacky. We blame them.
Like, you don't do that. Like, as a man, like, you know that they're
he
friends. Why do that? And
Ramona's trash for trying to go and for just texting and for just being a bad friend, Luann. She is so trashy for that. I'm sorry. But they all take their little turn in the hot seat because Ramona was the light of reason last week. Then Bethany, this episode is like, this is bad. This is just really messed up in the real world. So I love how they all take their little turn in the hot seat. They all have their moments of clarity. And then they all have their moments of fun. Like, they were talking about getting down and having sex and the music and the playlist. Which takes us to our first poll. We want to know, do you like music in the bedroom? Do you have a sex playlist?
I do, actually.
Is Ape Shit on there?
No, but Summertime is on there.
There we go. Wait, which Summertime? Like Summertime?
No. Summertime from Jay and Bay's album. It's a really sexy song.
Okay.
I have a range of everything.
I like the Al Green who brought that up? Was it Ramona or
it
Luann?
It was Luann.
Luann, of course.
I have some of that. Like, mine isn't specific to any, it's just any good bedroom music from any decade and any genre.
Mine is just like R&B today, tomorrow, and way back in the day. It's always the best to me.
I like having music on, but it's not a necessity.
Carol's comment about the TV. I was dying. That is so me. I cannot have the TV on during sex. I will watch it. TV's my life. Carol's like, oh, the TV's on for background? And she was like, oh, what's that over there? Oh. I can't. Like, I will watch the TV. It's my life.
I hated Tinsley's comment. I can't picture her in a sexual way.
We're going to talk about Tinsley in a whole different manner because I have... When we get into our Twitter Sphere segment, which is coming up, and our news and gossip section is going to be out of control tonight, so you do need to stay in. I'm honestly, it's going to be so good tonight, and we have some good tweets, so let's just keep going. You know, we talk about the spade is a spade thing, you know? Ramona's like, you know what? You didn't invite me. That's why I did it. Of course, it's a horrible reason, and we all totally don't agree with you. And then, so of course... She retracts and is like, well, you know what? I'm sorry.
Well, she didn't say sorry.
I shouldn't have done it.
She didn't say sorry. And she got forced into saying, you know, I shouldn't have done it.
Even like, Sonya's like, we need one of your fake apologies right now.
Yeah, it wasn't genuine. And she just never... I don't think she ever, like, looks at it from someone else's perspective. You know, like, they asked her if Mario would have done that. Like, how would you have felt? And she just, like... blows it off. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, she doesn't look at it from someone else's perspective. And you can't really respect someone like that. What?
Someone just said in the chat, when Ramona starts whispering, it's a bad sign. You know it's true. It is. She's just like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, she just gets all quiet and she's like, you know, maybe my friend. And she's the one that wanted to go. And maybe that was wrong, you know? And, yeah. And then in like, the confessional. Exactly. She's just like, almost just like, yenta adding.
So true.
Just like,
who said that?
Oh my God. Can I just side note, Luann's PJs are so chic.
They were really cute. I want some.
I love Luann. She is just like, honestly, the class with the Countess.
She's
classy.
She is very classy.
Like, this whole episode, I would have been totally, like, I would have murdered Ramona, like Bethany said. I would have killed her.
Well, like, yeah, it's something that, like I said, like I've been saying, Luann is just a very forgiving, and Bethany said it too, she's a very forgiving person. And it's just like, I'm not going to let you ruin my fun, my relaxation, whatever.
Exactly.
Like,
don't let the haters win, honey.
Yeah, she addressed it with her and, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get from Ramona, and she just moved on from it. So it's just like, yeah.
Well, it says on the chat looks like it's down the middle. Some of you guys is music. Some of you guys don't like music. It's too distracting. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe Tinsley should play some music for Scott.
I don't want All right,
to we're going to really get into it. Let's finish. We're talking about Dorinda starts to be a hater. Starts badgering Sonia for no reason. I love how Bethany's sticking up for a new friend. Let's talk about the new dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Bethany and Sonia.
They were super cute getting ready for bed together with their glasses and their tongue scrapers.
Oh my God. I love a tongue scraper. I just got one. It is a cesspool in there. And I really, really do agree that just the scraping of the tongue, it feels so healthy. And really? You feel really clean afterwards.
Really?
But it does make you gag.
Yeah.
Like Bethany was saying.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute. And I really, I like that Bethany stood up for Sonia in that way. Because you know what? Dorinda was just mean.
She was mean.
For her
mean.
To say, I would feel like an idiot. Like, that's just mean. Like, why would you? Why? There's no reason for that. It's, oh, that's your family. Okay, whatever. Move
My
on.
My late husband. Yeah, we know. We
get
know.
It. We get it.
Seriously. But, like, he's
something
late.
That upset me was she said something like, your daughter's a Morgan, you're not a Morgan.
I know, that was
so rude.
That's
just rude. And, like, I come from a family of divorce, and my mom, my last name, well, Stark Jones, but before my mom remarried, it was just Stark. And my mom kept Stark until she got remarried because she knew, like, I'm her daughter. She wanted us to be seen as one together. And so, you know, Sony has a daughter. Like, for her, like, just, like, it's
and
it's
she's proud
family.
Of the shoe line, which
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah, so it's like, why attack that? Like, what is it? What is in it for you?
I think,
like,
it was just unnecessary.
It's just catty and it's dirty. Like, I kind of understood her being upset earlier in the season with, you know, the comparing of the two separations. But, like,
now it's just gone
now
out of control.
It's just like, you're just dirty. Like, now you're just being mean for
exactly.
no reason.
It stems back to those couple weeks. Yeah. You're totally right. And then Ramona ends the episode again by being a horrible person again by posting the photos, by making Luann look a certain way. Like, you know, you just wanted to post the photo to be like, look, we're all together. We're filming. Like, but in reality, there's wine glasses everywhere. You're making Luann look a certain way. She's trying to keep a low profile, which takes us to our another poll question. Ramona, horrible or adorable? So you guys, let us know, because I feel like Ramona just can't get out of the shit that she stepped in tonight.
So do you
She's
think,
covered in it.
Do you think that she did that on purpose or on, like, was so naive to the fact? Or what are your
I
thoughts?
No, like, I honestly want to give her a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but the other part of me is going, no, she knew exactly what she was doing. And then it makes me wonder, like, why do we have this horrible person on the show? Ramona has acted horribly before, like, throughout the whole seasons, and then she's done things that's made me like her. She's done things to show that she has a good heart. But then she does stuff like this where you're just like, really? You have to be that evil? Like, you're 60 years old. Can't you just act right?
Yeah. See, I mean, I think it might have been an accident. But at the same time, like, I don't know if I would have been that conscious enough to be like, oh, there's wine glasses. Maybe I shouldn't post this.
Oh, we all look beautiful.
Yeah,
look,
like,
how gorgeous
I don't.
Look.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have been conscious enough in the moment. But when someone confronts me, like when Carol came up to her,
yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
You probably shouldn't have done that. Like, think of the situation. And for her to be like, but why? It's a nice picture. Like, are you an idiot?
Like,
are
you? I'm going to take it down right now. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Like, oh, I didn't realize. Like, so it just, like, again, talks about how she is so selfish and just lives in her own little reality, and nothing anybody could say can take her out of it. And it's just sad. Ugh. Like, she's 60. You should know by now.
Exactly.
Like, you know, come on. Get
so let us know, horrible or adorable. I'm pretty sure it's going to be horrible. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Ooh. Ooh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh my God, you guys, we have so much to talk about. Aviva is talking smack about Andy. She's saying that Real Housewives of New York City producers force alcohol down the girls' throats, which, according to the cast, and by looking at the cast, and by being on Real Housewives of New York City after show, and by knowing all the history, I can tell you these girls like to drink.
Yeah.
So no one's forcing anybody. Aviva is just crazy. And that's probably why Bravo started to air the episodes of her to show how crazy she is.
I mean, I definitely think, yeah, they love to drink. I don't think anyone's forcing any alcohol down anyone's throat. Exactly. But I do think they try to put them in situations in which alcohol makes things like, a lot more entertaining.
Here's a table, and here's a table of wine.
And here's a girl that just said something about your husband. Go after her. Exactly. Like, yeah, but definitely.
No one's opening your throat.
Yeah, they're grown women.
We have more news?
So it is kind of being reported that Tinsley and her boyfriend Scott have broken up. Yes, yes. This is coming from the Daily Mail that the 42-year-old television personality is no longer with boyfriend Scott, and they are having a very complicated relationship because it's still long distance. He's in Chicago, she's in New York. But I think it has something to do with her trying on wedding dresses without being engaged. Like I said, it's bad luck. It's bad luck. But she is going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight with Andy, so she may address it. We're not sure if this is 100% true, but it is being reported.
So we'll confirm it next week. Yes. Yeah, so we'll find out what she says on Watch What Happens Live. Interesting. So we do have one more little, it's basically like an honorable mention. Andy had his 50th birthday last week or two weeks ago. And John Mayer hosted Watch What Happens Live. Let's pull up their photo. Here's John Mayer and Andy Cohen. They kissed on the show. And I just want to know in the chat, you guys, do you feel like there's some homoeroticness going on with them? Like, do you think they've done anything?
I don't know if they've done anything, but they're just like, way too friendly.
Way too friendly. Like, they kissed on Watch What Happens Live on the lips.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. He serenaded him. It was.
Andy was like just too in love.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Let's get into our Twitter Sphere segment. And it looks like you guys are saying Ramona's horrible.
I think the birds. I think she's adorably horrible.
Oh, God.
Like, she does it in a somewhat charming way. No?
No, she's horrible. No. The chat said she's horrible, too. So, in our Twitter search segment, Miss Patty, at PWilk61, she's saying, I seriously think that something happened at Tinsley psychologically when she was between 6 to 8 years old. She is emotionally stuck at the developmental stage. She looks and dresses like a contestant on Toddlers and Tiaras. Oh, I'm waiting for the lace socks and Mary Jane.
This is epic. Oh, I know, my God.
It's so true.
That is, like, embarrassingly true.
Amazing. Oh. We also have a photo that we want to pull up of Dorinda.
Yes.
Somebody said something hilarious on Twitter about Dorinda. Let's pull up the photo. This is her.
So we have TV Trash Panda saying, Dorinda is clearly still salty about the Nutcracker because she dressed up like one.
She totally looks like a Nutcracker.
When I saw her walk in with that hat, it was like, the hell?
The hats on Real Housewives of New York City, they never surprise me. I mean, and it's cold.
These women have some, like, extreme fashion statements. Like, sometimes it's really good. A lot of the times it's really bad. And I loved, and we missed this earlier, but when Carol was talking about how horrible Luann's dress was in the courtroom, and she had some nerve to talk, like, fashion sense about Luann when she showed up in that tattooed bodysuit. At that party, awful. I'm just like, you have no space to talk. You guys all have had some pretty bad fashion moments in this season.
Another Twitter that we want to mention by Lisa Embry. At Lisa Embry says, Ramona, you might look good in a photo, but think about others every now and then. Luann, alcohol, just out of rehab. So what if she had a Diet Coke in front of her? You should ask her if it's okay. It's called etiquette and it's called being a friend. And you know what? Like, I have been out. Okay, we're saying, you guys are saying that they're not hooking up, John and Andy. I know they're not hooking up, but I just feel like there's some homoness happening.
It's flirty. The friendship seems flirty.
Yeah, maybe they get stoned and, like, Andy rubs up on him or something.
He's okay with that.
John's like, it's fine.
We're so bad.
Yeah, and I also wanted to do another Twitter Sphere tweet that I want to showcase. It's from Below Deck's Kate Chastain. And she says, Bethany behaves the same way both socially and professionally. She's able to single-handedly turn something small into something bigger than it should be.
That is true.
And she also says that Sonia is a national treasure. Thank you, Kate Chastain, because Sonia really did deliver tonight. She was cracking me up.
I mean, she's just so funny. She, to me, she's kind of an adolescent in a grown woman's body at times. The way she talks, the way she behaves, like a really dirty adolescence, because she talks about sex way too much than anyone should.
I love it.
But yeah, she's great. I love Sonia.
Love it. Bathroom sink sex downstairs. Before you go fix it, let me tell you, I had sex on the bathroom sink. So, which gets us into our last and final poll question. Do we like Bethany and Sonia together? Do we like this dynamic duo? I personally am liking it. The masks, the laying in bed together, it was cracking me up.
It was cute. And Sonia said, that's how you know we're real friends. We talk about pee and poo. Like, it was just that. Like, yeah, this is cute. This is genuine. And it's fun. Like, I like when they're fun together. And they were close before. So it's nice,
it's good
to see
them. It's good to see them close because, you know, as we saw Bethany a couple seasons ago.
Rip her head off.
She really ripped her head off to the point where I've never seen Sonia cry like that before.
Yeah.
She cried like she was reprimanded by her mother. Yeah. It was so painful to watch because you could tell Sonia did not mean for it to get that heavy.
And I mean, I think with talking about how hard Bethany could be on someone with that, like, I think she understands that she was too hard on her. And the behavior that she's seeing Dorinda with Dorinda and Sonia and Dorinda just bullying her, like, I think that's why she's kind of stepping up for her in that way. Because she understands, like, I did that to her and that wasn't cool because Sonia is like a little like sheep. Like, she doesn't mean harm. She doesn't mean to hurt anybody. She means good. And so
unless she's talking about you getting taken care of by your sugar daddy.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah, I hated seeing Dorinda bully her, exactly. And I loved seeing Bethany stand up for her.
Love it. Now, Bethany, don't bully Luann now, okay? Let's just keep the bullying down. So, let's talk about some quick predictions before we end. What do you think is going to happen next episode? So there's something going on with, like, Tinsley and Carol. There's some haunted stuff happening.
Yeah.
The gate closes behind them. They scream. Closes. I love that. Hopefully they get into some paranormal stuff before the boat trip happens.
I think that Sonia stepping up to Dorinda is going to be a good thing. Mm. And I am hoping that Dorinda isn't closed-minded to it and actually hears what Sonia's saying and just leaves it alone. Like, no more discussion about husbands and whose, you know, situation was worse or who has it easier or anything like that. Just, like, leave it alone. Because you guys are both rehashing things that are not good for either one of you. So
I predict a couple more episodes of Dorinda and Sonia screaming at each other before Dorinda finally, like, maybe backs off and is like, you know what? Why am I doing this?
Okay,
this is
so it's not one fight in a restaurant. You think there's going to be several more?
I think there's going to be a couple more episodes because you know how New York is. They got to drag it out a little bit. You guys, that is our after show. What a fantastic episode. It wasn't like the craziest episode, but there was a lot of content, a lot to talk about.
Yes, there was.
Lots of history. Yes. It always repeats itself. And you know, you can't get past anything. Anything with Bravo fans like us, because we catch everything. The montages show it all. We just speak the truth, and we're here every Wednesday.
Yay.
And we'll be here next Wednesday for episode 13, the Real Housewives of New York City After Show for AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Check me out. I was at the beach today. My Insta stories are always pretty good.
Yeah, you had your puppy.
And my baby, my doggy.
Yes. Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at @C_S Jones and everything else I'm doing at ChelseaStarkJones.com. I was at the beach last week.
I know.
Looking fly.
Your bathing suit photo was ridiculous. Ronnie will be here next week. He'll join us back. We're not going to have an episode July 4th, but we'll see if they're having an episode, and we'll figure it out.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us in the live chat. We appreciate your downloads. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Guys, we need to get these numbers up. Tweet us out. Share our episode. We appreciate the support.
So much.
Love you guys.
Love your comments. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us in the live chat. We love you guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.